Welcome to the Heathen Machine Chronicles. I'm your host, the Heathen Machine. Well, here we are, back for another episode, episode number 8. Crazy. Technically, it's episode 9, but I didn't include episode 0 in that count. So, again, I just want to thank everybody that has been listening. I passed over 600 downloads. Man, that's so super cool. So thank you all. It keeps me motivated knowing there's people out there. And for those of you who have reached out, I appreciate that as well. Reaching out and telling me the podcast has been good and they've gotten some insight from it. So I guess ultimately that is why I'm here. So interesting week. How about Mike Tyson? Yeah. Talk about that jackass just bugging the hell out of, Mike Tyson. Why would anyone do that? I don't know. But you know, it's funny because a couple of years ago, Mike Tyson, I call him Michael, like I know the fucking guy. That's my brother's name. So Mike Tyson said famously, you know, people have gotten too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face. I'm not saying what Mike Tyson did was right, because I was a little disappointed only because I've really enjoyed watching this path he's been on. He's discovered psychedelics and talked about finding a more peaceful balance in his life. But at the same time, I think any reasonable person will only take so much. And it was clear that the instigator, the guy, was just drunk and he was probably not going to stop. And the reality is he was probably looking for that reaction, because why else would you pester somebody like Mike Tyson, right? Even at 55, he can, I have no doubt he could still put down skilled boxers in their 20s easily. I mean, have you watched some of his training clips? I mean, the dude still moves like he's in his 20s and 30s. So, hey, shit happens. And I think it was funny to see everybody kind of cheering, right? That's like, we all kind of wish we could do that. So it'll be interesting to see what the fallout of this is, because even if the guy doesn't want to press charges, I imagine that's ultimately up to wherever the incident happens. You know, they can force that guy, even if he doesn't want to press charges, they can, they call him a hostile witness, where he'll still have to, you know, testify, even though he doesn't want to. All right. Anyway, so today's episode, we're going to talk about self-worth. You know, what it is, and how someone who maybe doesn't feel worthy and it does, who's got maybe low self-esteem, you know, hopefully I can pass along some useful tips on how to start turning that ship in the right direction. You know, how to make yourself and tell yourself that you are indeed worthy. Because look, you are capable of so much. All those things that you tell yourself you can't do, you can do them. So unfortunately, life has a way of kicking us while we're down, and we lose sight of our own value. And so that diminishing of our drive begins. We let time slip away. We let the wrong moments in our life dominate our mental landscape for the worse. We begin believing those little fucking goblins living in our heads that never fail to remind us that we're not good enough, that we really don't deserve the best in this life, that we're selfish for even wanting more for ourselves. So instead, we choose to suffer in silence. Or in this very weird and sometimes toxic social media landscape, take to the internet to vent your frustration out on people you don't even know. All because somewhere down the road, you forgot to believe in yourself and you forgot your own value. The reason why I'm even discussing this is because I deal with this constantly, this self-worth. And I want you to know that you're not alone. In fact, I suspect every single one of us deals with this, including the heroes and idols we've looked up to all our lives. A light example of this thought process is when I decided that I wanted to learn how to play the guitar. Now, throughout most of my life, I'd always told myself that I didn't have that kind of talent. And that is a diminishing of your worth. You know, you're kind of giving up before you start. So I told myself that there's just no way I could ever play the guitar because I don't have the skill set, the aptitude, the patience. But one day, I decided that I would no longer listen to those goblins anymore. And that's a major step in the right direction when it comes to changing the way you think about yourself and your own worth. Changing that negative self-speak that we allow to grow ever louder in our minds. Now, after applying myself and practicing and sounding like dog shit for months and months and months and practice more, I've become a competent novice guitar player 2.5 years into it. A far cry from the me that was convinced I had no musical abilities. Like, here's the thing in situations like that. How can you say you're not good at something? How can you say you don't have the talent for something if you've never even tried it? A great example is art, drawing, painting. Ask most people if they can draw or something. And most of them will say like they don't have the talent. But then when you ask them, they'll actually answer that they've never applied themselves to even try. So it's interesting that, and that's kind of an insight into the kind of the worth we feel about ourselves. That without ever even doing something, we just, no, I don't have the talent. No, I can't do that. Now that belief in ourselves is so strong that we can believe we're worthy, that we're the best, that we're champions, that we deserve everything good that comes our way. Or we can believe that we aren't worth anything, let alone being worthy of success or achieving goals or being praised for something you did, whatever it might be. And we'll actually believe this. You think that realizing your own worth as a person and understanding the value of what you can bring to your circle, your community, or even the world would be easy to achieve because after all, we all want to do something amazing with our lives. You know, maybe we're not all searching for clout or fame, but I think every person that exists wants to leave a mark in some way. You know, for some people, it's having children. For some people, it's writing an amazing book or a play or something along those lines. But it's not that easy. Again, the things we experience in our lives, the people that come in and out of it, will leave lasting impressions for better or worse. We'll all have these differing experiences, and they all contribute to how we think about ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, how we react with the world around us, and ultimately, the worth we place on ourselves. Problem is that negative experiences seem to linger around for a while longer. And that becomes a burden that our sense of self-worth carries. Because those burdens will weigh us down and it'll smush your self-worth. Maybe you were bullied at some point in your life. Maybe you failed at something big and you suffered a setback. Maybe your childhood was rooted in violence and negativity and you carry that around on your shoulders. All of these things inform us of our worth. Because remember, our worth comes from us, ourselves. Maybe obvious, maybe not so obvious, but self-worth also seems to be tied into the decisions we make. And I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, somebody with a healthy mindset, right? That's confident, they have this healthy sense of their own self-worth. They're probably going to make healthy decisions that puts them further into other healthy positions. You know, they're going to probably surround themselves with the same type of people. Because remember, you know, who you are, you know, like attracts like. So that makes sense when you're in that healthy mindset. On the other hand, that feeling of worthlessness can cause us to make bad decisions, which can lead us to surrounding ourselves with the wrong people, putting ourselves in situations that will only hinder any progress that we try to make. So when this happens, right, when you lose that sense of self-worth, it becomes easy to focus on what truly matters in life. You know, which I guess for me would be the best possible you that you can be and achieve. You know, fulfilling maybe a vision you have in your head of where you want to be at in life. I mean, think about this. It's said that if you spend enough time around somebody who's a schizophrenic, well, then you'll adapt behavior patterns that are similar to those of a schizophrenic. We're humans, right? We're creatures. We're still animals. We imprint to our environments and to those who occupy those environments. This is why it's important to surround ourselves with those who won't diminish our self-worth. Maybe you find yourself in the spot where you're plagued by self-doubt and your self-worth is suffering, right? You might be asking, well, what can I do about that? Or what do I do? Where do I go? Where do I start? And this was the challenge I faced going through rehab. You know, having to change the way I felt and thought about myself and how to increase my self-worth, not decrease it. You have to understand where I was at that point in my life. I was home from Afghanistan, survived firefights, led Marines in combat, to a year later finding myself in a mental hospital with other combat veterans. I felt useless, you know, ashamed even, because I felt weak, right? I felt there was no longer any value in who I was, since, you know, my job was a machine gunner. You know, I'm supposed to be tough. Because, you know, there were and still are plenty of people who don't even believe PTSD exists. And a lot of those people were in the very high up positions in the military, in the Marine Corps. Some don't even believe depression is real. So these people shame those who look for help. But I mean, I was blackballed towards the end. We'd gotten all new leadership, right? So nobody knew who anyone was. So after Afghanistan, when I started going through my mental health journey and whatever struggle, I was immediately labeled. And I was told at one point that I couldn't even talk to the new Marines coming in, which was crazy because I'm a corporal. I led Marines in combat successfully, you know, over 100 patrols, 50 of them leading. So I've had to deal with that. I've been on the receiving end of that shame, and it sucks. And it makes you feel worthless. But, you know, ultimately, I didn't give a shit, right? Because my own mental health was far more important, and my self-worth, it was far more important than the Marine Corps was, because I knew the Marine Corps was not going to be a career. I mean, I just knew, I mean, I was getting out. So I was far more focused on that. You know, my time in the Marine Corps was essentially done. But anyway, I know most people won't get to experience that intensive inpatient like treatment curriculum that I did. You know, where the environment is structured and you're led by professional mental health practitioners. But you don't need to go through that. The first thing, and it's the thing I learned, was that you have to take a mental inventory of where you're at. Now, the hard part of this is that you have to be like brutally honest with yourself. And that's not easy to do, right? I know a lot of people, it's hard. It can be hard to take a true self-reflective look through your, you know, your thoughts and how you were actually feeling about yourself. But that's important. It's critical. I mean, and if you want to better yourself, then that's just one of those things you're going to have to do. So start by being honest with yourself and where you're at in this particular moment in your life. Because remember, the first step in any endeavor is identifying the cause or the why to that endeavor. I mean, you can even look at it as beginning your own hero's journey, right? You're being summoned to go on a great journey, and that's to fucking recapture your self-worth. One of the important habits they had us develop was writing and telling ourselves on a daily basis that we were capable of anything, you know, that we have it in our power to change the course we're on. And yeah, I mean, actually taking a pen and paper and writing these things down, these intentions, and then reinforcing it by verbalizing those same things. And I get it. It's sounds fucking cheesy. There was I forget who played him, but there was an SNL character who used to do these daily, I think it was Al Franken who played him, and he would look into the mirror and he'd do these daily affirmations, and he was this goofy fucking looking guy, and he'd be, gosh darn it, I'm worth it. And you know, you laugh at that, but that's, you know, maybe not with the pizzazz that he had, but you know, it's writing and saying these things down, because what you're doing is you're creating a lattice work or a scaffold to build off of, right? So these are the beginning steps of training your mind to think differently. You know, these are the first steps in creating a better version of yourself. Now, look, none of this matters unless you're willing to take that critical first step, right? They always say the most important step in the journey is the first step, overcoming that inertia, launching off. You know, think of yourself, you know, pulling a semi truck. You know, you provide the initial push. You take that first step. And if you're willing to take that first step, then you're going to be okay. Because remember, you are capable of amazing things, and you're worthy. If you have any input that you'd like to share with me, send me a message on Instagram at The Heathen Machine. Tell me what you think. You know, ultimately, I share what I share because it's good to know there's other people out there dealing with the same things. We're going to call this a wrap. I hope you find some little bit of something in everything I just said. And as I mentioned, I mean, reach out if you want. If you have questions or maybe you want a bit of insight or something, yeah, feel free to reach out. I drop new episodes of the podcast every Wednesday, The Heathen Machine Chronicles. You can find me at Instagram at The Heathen Machine. Shout out to Alex Hamp at Absolute Aid. We had a chat today. It'd be cool to be doing a little bit of work with them. Check them out. From deep in the Ozark foothills. And until next time, Heathen Machine out.